Fuck, you were governor of
District 14, Temiscaming-Abitibi Trail Association.
Okay, good.
Which encompasses seven different clubs from Timmins to Temiscaming Shores, including Iroquois Falls and Gogama.
The trails, how are they after last weekend's snowfall?
Terrific, actually. I personally went out for a ride from Timmins to Cochrane, Iroquois Falls and back yesterday afternoon, and it was awesome.
Did the snow help or hinder?
Oh, the snow definitely helped. We just had to wait a day or two for the water to evaporate a little bit, so it'd be much easier to groom. But they did go out in full force, and yeah, that's definitely going to extend their season for sure.
Any idea how long this season will go?
I hate to give a guess and then get back and be hit on the head because of so. But it all depends on Mother Nature. As long as we have cold nights, it should sustain for a few more days, maybe a couple of weeks. So we'll see what happens.
So hoping, now, sorry, keep
absolutely.
Going.
Absolutely. It's only around town itself that the trails are going to take a beating from the thaw. Obviously, any trails that's parallel to roads. But once you're into the forest itself, they're going to last for a while.
So probably into April?
I would say definitely. I would, well, again, I don't want to jinx it, but yeah, no, it should. It wouldn't be a first time. So we started late, but we always end up late.
Do you think you'll have more out-of-towners coming up? Because as we discussed, I heard on the radio in North Bay last week that that's it. Trails are closed.
Well, North Bay doesn't have exactly, obviously, the same temperature that we do. But definitely we have quite a few, even just yesterday alone. We met at least 20 different sledders from Brampton, from Toronto, even a few from Sudbury. They were on the trails enjoying our northern trails. Absolutely. We always get good reviews when they come up here. Nice wide trails, flat trails, beautiful scenery, and not unlike what they get down south.
Yeah, I hear that a lot, too, from Kenny Johnston and Cochrane. Same thing. And he says all you have to do is any weekend, a weekday for that matter, look outside the motels in town and see all the sleds. When down south, they can't. That's why they come up here. Okay, Gilbert, anything you want to add to any of this?
Just safety, obviously. Stay on the groom trails, especially at this time of the year. I mean, we had a few accidents and fatalities this year, unfortunately. But most of them were attributed to speed, and a lot of them also because they decided to go off trail. I mean, you don't know what's underneath that fresh snow out there, and it's just not worth the risk. So, I mean, stay on the groomed trails, and it's safer, and also this way our landowners will be happy so we don't lose trails by trespassing.
Yeah, the OPP is saying this week that we've already had as many fatalities in Ontario as all of last year, but none of those have been in your area so far this year, have they?
Depending on what you find in our area, we in the Temiscaming Shores area in Latchford, we had one or two deaths, and we had a couple incidents around Timmins area, but yeah, most of them are down south. But you would think that most of them, it would only make sense that they'd be up here because there's much more traffic up here right now.